Are we live?
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. I'm your host, Bella.
And I'm Linda.
Sorry about the late start. We wanted to move things, took your advice as we had discussed last week and wanted to start a little bit later. Sorry. It's going to be a spicy episode.
It's going to be a great episode. We already have a few donations, so thank you so much. We'll go over this in a little bit. Obviously, we are going to talk about my appearance yesterday on the Sauce Cast on Valuetainment, which was quite interesting and spicy.
In case everybody doesn't know.
So if you guys don't know, Valuetainment is a media company, and the Sauce Cast is hosted by Adam Sosnick, basically like a dating relationship and finance bro talk, and they usually have a panel of women, and they try to bring a very controversial, misogynist, sometimes to, I guess, try to get this type of content, right? Minus fear, red pill, stuff like that. And this was my second appearance on the show. And finally, I was able to humble a very human being, from what I consider. More than anything, I think he's just really hurt and insecure. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. We're also going to talk about how they are trying to normalize child brides. They're trying to sexualize teenagers, mostly also coming from this side of the internet, which is the Manosphere Red Pill space, and emerges on with the conservative movement as well. There has actually been a really controversial take by Pearl Davis, a tweet, which we'll post in a second as well. And we are going to talk about, and going along with that subject, actually, we're going to show you guys how Gen Z's newest pop star or hip hop star, Ice Spice, is also featuring a 16-year-old teen in her latest music video. And this teen is on all fours, twerking and doing a lot of degenerate stuff. It's quite sad that this is where we are. And with that being said, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe this video. And also, we have a great sponsor of the show. We are 100% self-funded, but as you guys know, we work with Sentry H2O. Sentry H2O is an under the sink filtration system, which we both have, obviously, and we have our waters here. It removes all toxins, things such as, carcinogens, lead, which one's the one that makes you gay? Atrazine. What is that process? I always forget what the process
is. The reverse osmosis.
And it also, it's not reverse osmosis.
No, it doesn't, but it just do the reverse osmosis. So the reverse osmosis isn't enough, because the reverse osmosis takes out all of the minerals from your water, but that includes bad and good minerals. So it has a process where it puts all of these minerals back into your water. But like always, I think one of the best parts about the system is that compared to other products out in the market comparable to its capability, it's significantly less expensive at $300 and significantly smaller for it to fit under your sink and for it to be apartment friendly.
Absolutely.
And tiny house friendly.
So
tiny houses are all the rage. I don't know if any of our followers have a tiny home.
Maybe.
Am I the only one obsessed with tiny homes on TikTok?
But please do use our code MPL10 to save. They're also made in Arizona, so you can support a American made business. We also want to introduce you guys to our new sponsor later in the show, which is Patriot Shave. They're a great American company that stands up for family, freedom, and faith. We're going to start working with them. We're really excited to work with Kyle over at Patriot Shave.
Like always, no Illuminati, no lizard people.
Yeah.
Just Patriots, guys.
So before we start the show, let me go on Instagram real quick and tell my followers that
we are live.
So we can get,
Boxing is asking, is it true that plastic water bottles make you gay? I don't know if they make you gay, but there is carcinogens inside of your plastic water bottle. So if you're one of those that refills your water bottles, plastic bottles, or leaves them in the car, you should probably do a Google search on the studies that have been done on what happens to these water bottles when they heat up or any kind of plastic. But you guys do need to be mindful about what it is that you're putting in your body. While Linda,
and also you save, actually. You save a lot of money. Somebody did somebody basically computer, added it up how much you would be spending if you were to drink, like, you know, water bottles every single day, and you actually save money by investing in this filtration system beforehand. But let me go 1 second on Instagram and
let's go over some of the super chats that we have in the chat. We have Don Juan Plagueis Zero saying spicy crispy chicken nuggets. Let's fucking go.
What does it say?
I mean, whatever, bro. That's, I'm down.
What do you say?
Spicy crispy chicken nuggets. Is that because it's like the crazy? The ones from Wendy's, I guess. They're guys,
I am going live, or we're going live right now on YouTube. Come by. It's going to be a great spicy show. I'm going to tell you all about what happened yesterday at the Saucecast podcast and why the man is here. Crazy Red Bull bros are mad at me. Plus a lot more. So tune in. We're going live right now.
Guys, we have our boy Kenneth Washington saying, what do you guys think about the UFO UAP whistleblower?
The who? Whistleblower?
Yeah, the whistleblower about the UFO. Anytime that the UFO... So here's the thing, guys. I'm like a second generational truther conspiracy theorist, right? My dad has been obsessed with these like alien third encounters type of conspiracy theories my entire life. And to me, it just seems like there's been like overwhelming evidence that there's life outside of Earth. Mm-hmm. And it's something that the government is probably very well aware and has been for quite some time. So whenever these whistleblowers or news comes out, if you guys remember a couple of years ago, Tucker Carlson actually had a special where he talked about the government was finally confirming the existence of UFOs. I always put on my little tinfoil hat and think that there's probably something that they're trying to distract us from, because it seems like every couple of years they come out with something that confirms that UFOs are real, and it's something that we've known for quite some time. But anyways, those are my thoughts on it.
I didn't get to watch the hearing. I only saw clips. I know a lot of people are into it. I honestly don't think much is going to come out of it. I think there's so much going on. I posted a meme yesterday that was very relatable, where I'm like, it's just, we just don't care. Like, it's just something else to add to the clown world aside from everything else. So who else do we have?
Yeah, I pay very little attention to the alien stuff. Up next, we have our boy Adam saying, hey, ladies, won't be able to watch live as I have an early flight tomorrow. Just know how much we all appreciate and support you. Broke walruses be damned. Love you,
Adam. The walrus, the return of the walrus. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I was shamed yesterday for just actually sharing my dating experiences, not because I demand something from men, but because these boys, they don't want us to live a better life. They don't want us to be treated right by a certain man.
Well, I don't think that that's what it is. I think that these men don't want to have to compete with other men out there. So what they'll do is that if they feel like it's too much within them, and we'll get into it more, but if they feel like it's something that's completely out of their reach, then the only plan of attack that they have is to call that man a simp or to call you an interested whore or whatever it is. And the truth of the matter is that
actually they were also calling me an escort. You know, today the man said that the Latina, someone said, first of all, somebody said that I should get punched in the face, which is pretty horrible. And then they say that I'm the horrible, cruel person. That's the first thing that I read on the super chat.
Because they kept I should say this, because they kept on misrepresenting what it was that you said, because you said, I hope he ends up like Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
She meant alone.
Yeah.
Not unalived.
Right. And they also said that I was an escort. I don't know where they got that. But this is the thing, guys. This is the thing. There's a lot of resentment right now from both the liberals, the right wing, the manosphere, the Red Pro Bros, against attractive people, against women specifically, and against, even today, they were trying to shame Adam Sosnick for being an attractive male and not having to work as hard as other men. This is actually victimhood. This is the same mentality that the liberals live in, which is, you guys know that if you guys are conservatives, if you guys have been following us for a very long time, you guys know that we are Trump supporters. We are on the right. I don't know you would consider us to be conservative, since there's like a definition of what you can do, what you can say, we cannot say or wear, whatever it is. Like this guy was talking about my boobs today. But we are on the right. And if you know that, you understand that there's a lot of, what do you call it? Hate?
Resentment.
By this resentment. There's a lot of resentment from men coming out of what we call the manosphere. What is the manosphere? It's the new content that was inspired before Andrew Tate. I think Andrew Tate is more of the masculinity. I wouldn't say red pill, and I think he even speaks bad about it. But I think that it comes from people like Kevin Samuels, who's one of the fathers. People like Raul Tomasi is another one. The guys over at Fresh and Fit. And you have people like Jay Waller, maybe a little bit of Sterling Cooper. He's more of a sex coach.
Because there's like, right. there's different calibers. There's actually men like Jay Waller and the Tate Bros, which are actually tall and handsome and rich. And then because they kind of check off all of these boxes, the societal boxes for success, attractiveness, so on and so forth, those men seem to be significantly less bitter than the second tier of individuals, which are just very average men. Not that there's anything wrong with average men. There's nothing just something wrong terribly wrong with men that blame women for their averageness. Like, there's going to be plenty of women out there that are also average. The majority of us human beings are average. Nothing wrong with that. But these men seem to be resentful about the double standard that exists with women. And it seems so delusional, because it's the same way that we call a woman delusional for thinking that she can sleep with all of these men and then wonder why she loses value if she's a whore. That double standard exists. It's for the same double standard that sometimes a woman can be taken out on expensive dates because they're women. And right. I understand that upsets you, but it's just the reality of it.
Well, you know, there's someone here that says that we're getting into the manosphere content. The reality is that a lot of the conservative overclashes with the manosphere content, which is why we talk about it. It's not necessarily because we care to get into the space. I don't want to get into the space of a group of men who want to see women be shamed, humiliated on TV, because that's really what it is about. You know, you'll never do this in real life, the same way that liberals don't talk shit in real life to conservatives. I've worn a MAGA hat forever. I haven't worn it recently, but even during 2020, which was a very divisive, election, I wore my MAGA hat all the time around Miami Beach, which is a blue city. No one ever says anything to me. What liberals tell me behind the computer, they'll never say this in real life. It's the same thing with you men. You're never going to talk to women like that, because you're going to get in trouble either by her boyfriend, her husband, by herself, whatever the law, well, whatever it may be. You're not going to do this. You need, just like liberals need their little screen to be able to trash conservatives and Trump supporters. You need that as well. You can only behave this way behind the screen. And so what's happened is, because we have a right-wing conservative audience for the most part, we do have libertarians and even people, some liberals that listen to us, because we are in that space, now these two worlds are colliding. That's actually what's happened, which is why we comment on certain things. Not always, but it just happens. Like, for example, Pearl is out there trashing conservative influencers and people all the time, because two worlds collide, and because also they're trying to basically change the definition of being what a conservative woman means. And the definition of that is to be submissive, to not want to have any other goal except being a housewife and a mom, to never speak back to men, to basically be a doormat, to not defend yourself, to have respect for men that you don't even know, To be able to be shamed also continue and to
look like a 20-year-old well into your 40s, be a sex doll for their availability at any given time. Like, these are all of the standards that, oh, and then, but also get cheated on and don't expect to get taken care of either, because then you're a gold digger, right?
Right.
So you need to bring something to the table.
So actually, let's start and let's go over what happened yesterday.
Let's
and,
watch
and,
the clip.
And actually, before that, I just want to preface something for the people that don't know this. You need women to have these type of panels. The people at Fresh and Fit, respectfully, they build a great platform. I will say great things about these men and Myriam that has it together and whatever. The little that I know, I don't know a lot about them.
But you see the hard work, and that's where the
exactly. You need women for you to be successful on that show. Without women, you wouldn't have a platform on the show. Let's start with that. The same thing with the Saucecast. I didn't ask to be on the show. I don't go out of my way to be on these shows. I don't need to be on the show because I am also a business owner. And when I'm not working, I'm also money is being taken away. They don't pay me to do this. I have to take an hour of getting ready, an hour of going to the studio, 2 hours of being there, actually three, because you got to get there an hour before and an hour coming back. That's about 6 hours of my time where I'm not being compensated. That's the first thing that we have to address, because for some reason, I'm going to say that. And then the second thing is that they are trying to bring someone who's very controversial to try to trigger us or start this type of content. Right. And so the show was all about dating. And at one point they asked me a question, which is they go through the panel, like, how much do you think that a man should spend on a date? I said, I don't know. Like, because it really is circumstantial. It really depends on what you make. If you are making $50,000 and all you can afford is on the first date to take this girl out to a coffee day or an ice cream or whatever it may be, that's what you got to do. There's men that make $1 million a month. Those men are going to have a different type of approach to women, right? So when they ask me and Adam says, well, what about like a movie and a dinner or something like that? And I say, I don't know, in Miami with this inflation, if you want to go to Cine Bistro, where would you go? About $300, I'd say that you could spend easily in Miami. They go around, blah, blah, blah. And then we start discussing how it's really circumstantial. And then I bring up the fact that just because a man, because Adam was basically saying like, oh, you know, like men want to know if they're going to like, you know, sleep with a girl and like what they're investing in, yada, yada, yada. And I said, look, I'll be honest with you. I have been on dates before that have been very expensive. And just because of that, I didn't sleep with a man. Just because you take me on and I said the example, one time I went on a date, blah, blah, blah. This man bought a tequila bottle for me. The whole day was about $1,500. Not because I demanded it. Not because I said that's what it takes to approach me or to spend this much money and able to go on a date. It's because that was an experience that clearly somebody that was very wealthy and didn't care about that money was able to provide for me. Despite doing that, I don't sleep with the man, which is what you brought up, right?
Right.
What was it that you said? Well, that was like really like on point.
You had brought up on the podcast the point, which is that these red pill gurus, for the most part, will say, well, if I go on your Instagram and I see that, you know, you're in nice places or you're taking trips or you're at bars or whatever, then I automatically assume that you have a high body count, because how else are you affording all of these things? And the point that Linda was making on the show is one that we've discussed often here on our show and in conversations, which is that there is significant the number of circumstances where men have gone out of their way to provide for a nice time, whether it's buy you a drink at a bar, buy a bottle at the club, buy you dinner. The number of times that men are willing to do that with nothing in return is substantially outnumbers the times when you reciprocate with sex. And I think that's the red pill has a very hard time grasping that concept. And
that
I think
women
that it has
don't need to sleep
that women with, don't need to sleep with men for these things to happen. And here's the problem that I think happens and what I think the cope comes from. There's going to be levels for everything. Another comment that people had issues with was when Linda made the point to Adam that if you want to sleep with a hotter woman, that's going to cost you.
Right.
Well, Yeah, what that means is that a higher value woman, just like a higher value man, is harder to come by. A higher value woman is also harder to come by. Doesn't matter how many times you guys say that there's all the women are the same. It's not. A higher value woman, a Giselle Bundchen, is going to have a higher value required to
which is why gain Tom Brady, entry.
Not money, right. But that can be status, fame, the way that you're treated, your looks. You're going to have to pay a higher toll in order to gain access to that woman. And what it seems like is that you read through a lot of these comments of people responding to you mentioning the $1,500 date, and there's a lot of anger towards the man.
Right.
Like, if only simps would stop being like this, we wouldn't have this problem. I don't know why men do this. Men need to stop doing this. Why would anybody reward her? She's not even a 10. All of these comments where they're upset that that these other men are setting a standard that they can't reach. And that's really what it comes off of, that it's almost like a resentment that they realize that the dating market for them is just as tough for women. Because here's the reality. I know a lot of you are really watching these men improvement podcast, and a lot of you are going to do really great things, and you're going to work out, and you're going to get your jobs. And even if 50% of you break six figures before the age of 30, the majority of you are never going to make $1 million. It's just statistically impossible and unrealistic for you to think that that's the case. So what happens is that you have all of these average men intaking, like our boy David just said in the chat, intaking all of this like porn type culture,
right,
where they're seeing all of these like really beautiful, very sexual women on the internet in bikinis, and they're beautiful, and they have all of these men lusting after them. And they know that those women are the ones that have men taking them on $1,500 dates, $400 dates. And what that does is that it makes these other men feel inadequate because they know that they could never afford that. Now, let's just take knowledge of it, because we're not a show that shits on men. Oh, on the contrary, we consististently say that we date short guys, women date bald guys, women date ugly guys, women date broke guys. This manosphere is basically selling men on their own insecurities, and they prey on their insecurities. So we're not a man-hating show by any capacity. But what we are pointing out is that you do have to be realistic. And now let's go back to even Linda's example, which was completely misconstrued and twisted by Donovan.
Right.
Linda said, a man took me out on a $1,500 date and I didn't sleep with him. And instead of saying, oh shit, well, how about that? Now it's a problem that she allowed that man to take her out on a $1,500 date. Well, I don't believe that you didn't sleep with him. This is what all men need to take with you. The $1,500 man on the one date didn't make a lick of difference. She's a woman that's whatever Donovan wants to say and call her fat and everything. Linda's clearly built like an Amazonian queen. She's genetically superior to most people. It's just the reality. So for anybody to say something about what it is that she's physical, it's just like, okay, fine, whatever. Say whatever it is that you want because you're bitter. The reality of the matter is that she does have a lot of men that are after her. And the $1,500 guy didn't cut it, which goes against every measure that the manosphere says that women value. That's why he was so pressed when he's like, that's not a win, honey, because you didn't get that man to marry you. She didn't want to marry that guy because she's not out there looking for a guy just for money.
Why I don't talk about my dating experiences actually because of this. Because if I really sat here and told you guys what some of my friends know, because they're my friends, and some of the things, the very extravagant things that men have done for me in my dating experience, then I would be coming off as trying to flex or showing off or make other men feel insecure. And that actually proves it. It literally proves why I've never been very open about dating or anything at all, because exactly this, right? Because as a woman, you are always going to get shamed for whatever decision that you make. And I told her today when we were on the phone, I said, do you know why hoes don't care anymore? Do you know why so many women don't care to be hoes or openly gold diggers if they're hot or whatever it is? Because of this. Mm. Exactly because of this. Because if I sat there on that show and said, I only date men that take me on dinners that are worth $500 or more. If I sat there and said that, you guys would have judged me as a gold digger. But even when I said That is not the only thing I look for, because a man has done X, Y, and Z, and I still didn't sleep with him, and I still didn't date him. I was still judged as the bad person because you guys were mad that for somebody else's wallet. You're literally upset because another man has so much money that they can splurge on a girl that they believe in their mind is high value. That's why you guys are mad. That's what I told the guy sitting on there. Why are you so mad? It is not your money. We live in America. Do you know what you guys sound like? Socialists. You guys sound like the socialists who are pissed off at the wealthy. Tax the rich is what they say. Tax the rich. You tax the rich because the rich are making so much money and us poor people are paying more taxes. You need to tax the rich. No breaks on corporation, X, Y. That's what you guys sound like. Billionaires are bad. Millionaires are bad. There's a lot of wealthy men and women, obviously mostly men, in cities like Miami, like New York, like LA, like Las Vegas. And the crazy thing is that they don't care to spend money on women, because I've seen crazier things that I'm like, I can't even believe that somebody has so much money to do that in a night, in a day, whatever it may be. And that's what these men don't understand. Well, and they want to punish the women that are chosen by these men.
This is the comment that I've made to you several times, which is that a lot of the people that consume this content, again, respectfully, there's nothing wrong with being average when I say this, but the majority of you are average men.
Right.
The average salary is 50 to 60K a year. Only 10% of all marriages end in alimony. So when you've got average men saying, I'm not going to get married because she's after me for my money. Honey, what money?
What money?
When there is no gold, there is no gold digging. It is only landscaping. Please understand this. Right. There is none. So there is this delusion being created where, and here's the thing, we're not feminist. So I know that that's another cope where you just call us feminist. We're not feminist. We hate feminism because it destroys the nuclear family. It destroys traditional gender roles. But the manosphere does the same exact thing because it wants to invert roles. It wants to invert roles. You know, I was listening to him today when he was crying about you. And one of the things that he said, he was suggesting like a first date. And he's like, well, I guess that you could take a girl out for drinks on the first date, you know, spend $20, $30 tops. And in my head, I'm like, $20, $30, that is one drink
in Miami. You also, where do you live? Somebody asked, like, what's a $500 dinner in Miami? Do you know how expensive this city is? So if you want to take out a girl to a nice place in the nice cities of Miami, whether it's Brickell, Midtown, Miami Beach, whatever it is, one cocktail can literally cost you $18 to $25. One cocktail. Then there's a service charge, then there's a taxes. Then if you valet or you park, it's more money. So you need to date within your reach, whatever that means, whatever that means, whether it's at the $1 million scale or at the $50,000 a year scale or at the $20,000
and whatever, compatibility.
Incompatibility.
Because you can't be a lazy person that doesn't work out and eats junk all day and then want to date the person with the six pack abs and the toned legs. Like there's, because it's compatibility. It's not even a beauty thing. It's just your lifestyle will not be compatible. And the manosphere never wants to talk about this.
Right.
Anyway, so breakdown yesterday, I want to play the clip for you guys. As you know, there's like good cop, bad cop. And Linda was on all her bad cop glory yesterday. Here's a clip of her speaking to this man, Donovan Sharp. Donovan Sharp is a known figure in the red pill circles. He seems to be less popular than some of the other ones, but apparently he's been around for a very long time. And his presence, I guess, is something that people should be enamored by and celebrated. But Linda had no idea who the guy was. So he was very depressed. He's very has a very rude demeanor from the minute that he came on. He just wants to degrade women, downplay women. And of course, Linda, in all of her submissive third world Colombian attitude, had this to say. So let's hear this for our boy Donovan.
Do you have any questions? He's irrelevant. I don't know.
Okay. Nope, she's triggered because somebody spent $1,500 on a date on her and she's not with right now.
I want to be with that person. I've actually had spent even more than that. You're broke yourself. That's why you have to do this. You're broke. So anyways, I don't want to acknowledge him, honestly. He's such a peasant. I can't.
Okay, hold on. Let me
You're a peasant. You don't get to talk right now. Adam's talking. He said
I can't. Listen, honestly, I can't deal with a peasant.
I respect all our guests. I respect Adam, Donovan. Go ahead, Donovan.
Thank you. Having a guy spend $1,500 on a date on you and being
I've had even more, like way more money.
Dollars on you. Baby, that's not a flex, sweetie. You're not in a relationship.
Because you're broke.
You got all these dudes spending,
because you're broke.
You?
Because you're broke. Okay.
Adam, would you tell them?
Because you're broke.
Linda,
because you're broke.
Just so we're clear.
He's a peasant. I don't want to talk to a peasant.
Why do you think
he's
broke?
I don't
want to
talk to a peasant.
I think he's
because no regular man that has a lot of money is going to care about $1,500. She's rich. She understands. She can walk into any store right now and spend $1,500 the same way she can buy $1,500 worth of groceries. He can't do that because he doesn't have that money. So I can't acknowledge him. I don't know him. I don't know who this person is.
Now you're calling.
I don't know who. I don't even know anybody who listens to this man. I have no idea who he is. I'm sorry. I just don't.
And it's sad because he's teaching this to men.
You put the Kiki Palmer. I'm sorry. I don't know who this man is.
I don't know who that man is. And why would I care who that man is anyways? I don't think that I want people who follow him to follow me because we're just in completely different vibrational states of mind. And here's the reality. Like, I don't need to hear from a stranger that I've never met, from a man that physically and visibly I have nothing to desire or nothing to look up to, tell me that I lost because I wanted a date that he found was very expensive. And, oh, well, you're still not married. I really didn't know that because I went on a date, whether it's a $20 date or a $1,500 date or a $30,000 date or whatever it be, that I had to marry that person. I wasn't sure. I didn't know that sharing an experience in the dating world, okay, would mean that I had to be engaged to that person or be married to that person.
Because in their head, like always incorrectly, they equate hypergamy to money. So they think, well, if that's the most expensive date that you've been on, then why wouldn't you want to marry that guy? Not factoring in the fact that maybe that wasn't the guy for a series of things. Like, maybe he has a promiscuous lifestyle where he likes to bang a lot of women and do a lot of drugs because he has a lot of money and access to women. And I don't want that, for my lifestyle. Well, many such cases. Yes. If he ever cleaned up his act, he would be an amazing guy. Charming, handsome, rich, educated, and yet he loves women and he loves drugs, and I don't want that lifestyle for me. So
why
the money was irrelevant.
Another thing
that's worth mentioning to people that are like, $1,500 is a lot of money. How many of you have seen women get taken out on helicopter dates? That's many such cases. And that's a $1,500 date.
Right. And her friend today, when she was working, she's like, you know what? I just realized that XY person that we know takes women on trips. Like on the second date.
Oh, yes. One of my closest friends of life, he's got money and he's a good time guy. And he's got a lot of women that would love to hang out with him. And if he's planning a trip and he doesn't want to go alone and he started talking to a girl, he'll invite her out on the trip. Yeah. And he'll spend thousands of dollars taking this girl to Europe for a week. And if the girl wants to say, now, granted, he's a handsome guy, smells good, and he knows how to dance, and he's real funny. So the girls are putting out. But he's not creepy about it. It's not like, well, it's day two and we're here and you're not putting out, which is part of the reason delusional. Why he gets played.
They talk about women being delusional because what they want is for women, especially like prettier women too, to be like, oh, I got to settle by 25 with this fucking loser so that I don't end up alone at 35 with a bunch of cats and a vibrator. That's actually what they want. And they also want single moms and everybody else, if you've been divorced, be like, you need to settle and you need to not be delusional. Do you want to talk about delusional? Look at this comment. Look at this comment by clearly a very young, immature. You got to be young and you got to be mature and you're retarded. Take a beautiful McDonald's worker and a $1,500 day, not a city girl. Good luck finding that beautiful McDonald's worker. If it were true that there were so many beautiful McDonald's workers, we'd be seeing it all over social media. But that's not the case. Because what you are trying to say is that it's better to be an educated woman to clearly work at a fast food place because a city girl, someone who's more sophisticated, somebody who has value.
We're also not city girls. Right. That's also another thing. You can sit here and downplay what we're saying. We're not city girls. I'm a married woman. Linda's not a whore. She's not out there sleeping around. She actually hasn't gotten in quite some time. She mentioned it on the show. So we're not city girls. And that's the problematic, that we are girls that are still inconvenient for you men because they're women that are educated, women that make their own money, women that have dated men of high status, therefore have higher standards. So you try and shame those women for their standards by saying, well, we'll just go for a McDonald's worker. Let me explain something to you, beloved. You're 19, 20. You don't know anything about life. The minute that you do get to be 35 years old and you are, in fact, a successful man making millions, because I really want that for you, I promise you that you will not be taking a McDonald's workers to go meet your peers. You're not going to have a work event and take a McDonald's whore or an Instagram thotty to go meet your coworkers. I know that a lot of these internet gurus that got rich by just internet stuff that don't exist in the real world will tell you that it doesn't matter. But the reality is that men of high status, if you look at a list of the top 25 richest men in the world, they all, for the most part, 90% of them date women that are college educated, that go to Juilliard, that are, you know, everybody was talking. I told you about this the other day about Jeff Bezos' fiance and how everybody was like, oh, she's just a thotty and she's just after his money. She's a Pulitzer winning journalist.
Right. She is.
She's a smart woman with a career. Now, granted, she's not as rich as a billionaire as he is, but she's not dumb. So this delusion that it's like, oh, it's funny. All the same and you can just get a McDonald's worker and all the same. When you actually get to the point in your life when you yourself are successful, not what Andrew Tate tells you, not what Jay Wilder tells you, not what whatever Donovan, whatever tells you, you get to be successful, you're going to realize that that is the most asinine thing you could have said, because the last thing that you want is to have women with no value, with nothing going for them, working minimum wage jobs. Then you wonder why you end up with women that want to get all up on your money. When women are taking care of themselves, they don't want you to think that they're after you for your money. That's why you have women that will tell you, I'll sign a prenup before it's even brought up, because they don't need your money. Keep messing with these broke hoes, and then what you're going to find with no ambition, because you guys think that that's like the coolest thing ever. Like,
have Donovan, no ambition, just be like a maid. Donovan just said, be a maid at home, right? Cooking all day and cleaning.
Well, they don't even. Like Donovan said about the panel today, they're like, "Oh, the highest value woman is the 19-year-old college dropout." That's what he considered the highest value woman there. So you keep telling yourself that that's what it is. The reality is that real successful men that don't have like their don't live like Donovan lives. They don't want that kind of woman. I've really been biting my tongue because we're not gonna, I don't want to trash Donovan's wife, his fiance, whatever it is, because honestly, I feel like she's a victim of abuse. Because of course, when you're convinced, I mean, here, I actually wanted to bring up this image, and you guys could say and be like, no, it's not abuse. It's not whatever. But when you've got titles of podcasts like this that say top 10 female manipulation phrases that you need to know now, hosted by Mr. Donovan Sharp, it is in fact abuse, whether or not you guys want to see it that way or another. And though an educated woman is not going to stand for that, which is why these circles have to shame those women for being high value, because at the end of the day, it's just a cope, because you don't have access to those women anyways. Donovan would have never had access to Linda ever in his entire life. So he can call her whatever name he wants. There's a reason why. And I say this, I don't think that there's anything wrong with women over 40 years old. I don't think that there's anything wrong with single moms. But for a man that says that women hit the wall at 23, like the creep that he is because he's in his 40s, and the man that, well, at 31 got scammed by a 19-year-old, we do think that it's quite ironic that your wife is older than you are at 46 years old, an age that you tried to lie to your fan base about, is a single mom.
And 56 years old.
By your own admission.
Ran through.
So again, it's just ironic.
That you would come to my Instagram to try to look for flaws and see like she's fat. Say that my pictures are Photoshopped, which they're not. Many people have met me in person and can tell you that. And say that, oh, she's, you know, here she is. She's not traditional. Look, here she is showing her tits. You literally show your wife who's 56 years old on Instagram in fucking underwear and wearing high heels and allegedly cooking for you, which is so degrading to your wife. But that's literally what you have her. You have her to show off that you actually bought off a slave. Obviously, an older woman that doesn't have a plethora of men to choose from. And that way you can manipulate her into whatever lifestyle you're providing, which is a pretty disturbing, to be honest with you.
Of Black women. And he continuously drops the, I'm a light-skinned man with a white woman. I'm a light-skinned man with a white woman. Mm. I'm not quite sure what kind of racial thing is going on there, but I think that that's exceptionally disrespectful because my guess is that Donovan was probably birthed by a Black mother.
Right.
But that's probably a conversation for another day. But yeah, the Manosphere is giving Linda hell. This Donovan character is a character, I would say. So tell us in the chat, guys, what are your takes? Let's go over some of these super chats that have come in while we have been on. Enoch Jackson says, had to donate, ladies. Keep up the good work. And remember, don't take your phones to the bathroom.
Don't take your phones to the bathroom because you know that every time you take your phones to the bathroom, you're swiping on Tinder and also you're texting an ex.
Looking for sausages. That's what she said. Yeah. For those of you that are unaware, this gentleman, Donovan, says that has instructional videos on how to train your woman. And one of them is that if your wife or your girlfriend goes into the bathroom with her phone, she's clearly in there swiping Tinder or texting an ex. So immediately, those are grounds for him to end a relationship. Again, those are his standards. I don't even have an issue with the fact that those are his standards, but I would say that just based off the way that they work with one another, it definitely seems abusive. Again, when you have a man that's proud of manipulation tactics for women, I think it goes miles to say exactly what it is that is going on here. Where were we? Our girl Emery says, men are like the queen of hearts. The women better have the full package or it's off with their heads. God give me the confidence of these mediocre looking online incels.
For real.
Linda Catalina.
Yeah, God give me the fucking, these men, it's so crazy. The same thing with Pearl. These people who are not that attractive are literally the ones that rate everybody on the internet. I've never seen such a thing where you yourself are looking and saying, okay, I'm an average person, maybe a little bit below average, but I have the audacity to rate everybody else on the internet, everyone else, and call them sixes or five, or they need to lose weight, they need to do this, particularly when your idol is a man who's clearly overweight, not in shape, which is the least that he could do, whether he has money or not. And, you know, shits on single moms, marrying a single mom, shits on women over 23, marrying a woman that's 56 years old. So I just find it interesting how inconsistent they are. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with marrying a 56-year-old woman if you like her and she makes you feel good and she fulfills whatever needs you have, right? And she's a partner. The problem comes when you make a space or you have clout over shitting on every single other woman that's over 23 years old.
I also wanted to address funny thing for Donovan, who said that he guarantees that our podcast will never grow to 20K. Sir, our podcast is merely a year old. Record once a week for an hour a week. We've got two national sponsors. We've got as you can tell, endless support in our chat. Our channel's already doing what it's going to do, and we will grow. But please understand that, unlike you, we have jobs outside of this. We don't depend on insecure men, on preying on the insecurities of men on the internet to make a standard average living for ourselves. We have jobs. So I wanted to make that comment because he thought he was so cocky. I promise you that our podcast is a year old, dude, and we post once a week.
I also date very normal guys, as I've said here many times.
You date average
guys.
Short?
Yeah, I date very average and
I think short that the men, one thing that you don't sway on is that they do. You're clearly into working out, so you like men that work out and take care of themselves. But I don't think that short, bald, anything has ever been an issue. But if you're Cuban, you might have like a little extra.
Yeah.
A little extra with my girl who's got a little soft spot for the cubiches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like Cuban men. Well, I'm also in Cuba, in little Cuba, right?
In little Cuba. Miami. It's little Cuba. Let's go to our friend Robert Lee says, Kevin Samuels used to speak against the Red Pill movement. He often said that he wasn't part of that group. I can totally see it because, again, it's a very classless movement. And when you watch like the tape rolls, the Jay Wilder, there's a certain level of still being a gentleman. Right. And knowing the difference of when to treat women. So I don't doubt it. And also, not a knock on Kevin Samuels, but you guys do just it's not to, I know that there's a lot of people that feel like he did really good work. I think that watching the way that some Black women are treated now by Black men in the Black community as a result of Kevin Samuels, I could have some questions about that. But at the end of the day, it is a reality. I know Linda can be a little blunt, but nonetheless, it's a very real reality that it is ironic that this man made an entire career of telling women, Black women, that they were going to die from hypertension. And he himself died of hypertension in bed with an overweight white woman. So
she was kind of brownish.
She was, you're right. She was kind of brown. She was because she was like a Latina.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, there is an irony there, which is the same irony that exists when you have Orlando Tomasi telling people not to build a family in their 20s, yet he's been married for 20 something years. It's the same irony that exists with a Donovan Sharp that says women hit the wall at 23, then he marries a 46-year-old single mom.
56.
The same, she's 46. Oh, 46. Yeah, she's 46.
Just
the
kidding.
Same irony as Myron saying all women are hypergamous, all women are gold diggers, but then he looks for dates on sugar baby sites. These men are not consistent with their message, and that's why it's problematic. Yeah. But even more so, the one thing that they are consistent on is what ties up exactly with liberals, which is that women have no value. They've degraded us down to just birthing people. You give birth, and that isn't that important according to them. So, you know, it's definitely, when you ask what's broken in society, Donovan said it on the show. He's like, yeah, men and women fucked up equally, but women brought in feminism. And it's like, yes, but like you very well said, Donovan, feminism got ushered in because men allowed that to happen. So when we have a weak society, you don't put the blame on women as men. It is men that did not rise up to the occasion. Weak men create broken societies.
Yep.
And I make no argument that women are tough and charged and independent. As much as I'm sure that you'd love for that to be the narrative, we are actually submissive women, and we think that men should lead. And we think that society would absolutely collapse without men, which is precisely why it is collapsing, because there is an overwhelming amount of weak men, and even more so every single day with content creators like you teaching young men to hate women.
Yeah.
Let's go over these last few. Don Juan Plegui Zero says 2015 Conavan used to say don't date single moms, and then he dated one. You guys should talk to Billy Ray Bandit. You got to write us an email and give us these names, because we forget after we get out of the show.
There's a guy that's so pressed. He's like, you guys are going to be forever alone forever. Like, what makes you think?
Who's forever alone?
Who makes you think? Like, what? Like, think about that for a second. What makes you think that somebody will be better off marrying a horrible misogynist like Donovan versus literally just petting cats for the rest of her life? Like, if there was a choice between marrying
Donovan,
having to save the human race, right? Like, there was literally only two humans on Earth. It was me and Donovan. Or I let the human race go extinct. I would literally choose making sure that there's no humans after that. Okay. A life of actually becoming a nun would be more ideal
and more fulfilling.
Scratching cats for the rest of my life would be more ideal than having to marry or deal with any of you insecure fucking losers, because that's what you are. You literally, all you do is shame women for their looks, despite the fact that you would never have a chance with any of the girls, whether it's me, her, or anybody else. You'll never have a chance. You shame women for their looks. You shame women for being fat, which is the same thing, for aging, as if anybody had control over aging, because you motherfuckers are going to age too. You shame women if they work, if they don't work, if they're gold diggers, if they're not gold diggers, what they wear, what they don't wear, if they're educated, if they're not educated. You just hate women. You hate women. No one's going to end up alone. I'm sure even you insufferable fucking losers are going to find someone who's going to be just insufferable and annoying as you are. And maybe you're going to procreate and have little annoying kids. Probably.
We want that for you, honestly.
Hopefully you do.
David writes,
hopefully.
At first, I wondered why red pill content. Can I just say David's like one of our most based followers? Let's just start. David is the best. Super Chad, married his virgin wife, lived their perfect life. Yeah. Like, let's just talk with Chad Berg coming through. Saying, at first I wondered why red pill content was pushed by the algorithm with the conservative overlaps. But now it makes sense. They are pitting genders against each other. It's basically not just now just porn addicts watching the girls they subscribe to get embarrassed on podcasts. I was telling Linda today that it's the equivalent of torture porn.
Right.
Like it really is the equivalent of torture porn, because they they like to see women berated. If you watch the comments, it's all of the comments under this podcast is like, why didn't the host kick her out? Why didn't he manhandle her? Why didn't he tell her off? Or why didn't he shut her up? Like, That's what they log in for. They want to see women Frank Castled. They want to see women get owned. Mostly because the majority of you don't get that satisfaction in real life, because you don't get the opportunity to own anybody, because a lot of you aren't even touching women. And you're asking for Bob and Vagine pics online. And also, David, to your point, it's the same thing as feminism. It's an attack on the nuclear family at the end of the day. These people hate the nuclear family. They don't believe in man, woman, child, balance, couple, harmony, God in the middle. They don't care about that. They don't value that. We've talked about it several times. It's a godless movement, and it shows.
And I'm going to tell you guys something too, for the ones that are crying about women that are gold diggers. Do you understand that there's men that want to be with gold diggers? Oh. Do you understand the transactional? Like, I just, here's one thing. First of all, I don't know what you give a fuck about other men wallets, because I don't care. The same way I'm not stressing about girls at 11 or girls at Tootsie's. I don't care, bro. Like, I have so many things in my life to worry about. I'm not going to do that. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of older men out there that know that they're going to be with a girl who expects a certain lifestyle and is a gold digger, and they're okay with that. That's why sometimes you even have men who marry strippers, and they met them as strippers, which are working women who are obviously dancing and taking off their clothes for what? For money. And they're okay with that. They're okay with that. And you don't have to worry about those women. You know why? Because you go for the better women. You go for the women that you can reach, whoever is within your socioeconomic status, within your reach, within your neighborhood, whatever you want to call it. You don't got to worry about the girls that want sugar daddies, because they're going to be on sugar daddy sites. They're going to be visiting the expensive places that you, whether you want to afford or not, maybe you can, maybe you do. I don't want to disrespect anybody. You don't got to worry about them, bro. The girl,
these, and then also, let me tell you something. Wait, but let's go. Let me, this point that I made to you the other day, let me explain something to you. You guys are always trying to play like catch the gold digger.
Who cares?
We know, like, gold diggers. Like, I know, I live in Miami. I know a lot of real true gold diggers. They're not lying, bro. They're not trying to make it a secret. They're not trying to trick you into taking your money. They're telling you up front, my time is money. Are you buying me presents? Are you taking me to the expensive restaurants? If you're not, they're not wasting your time. You're going to know this, like, heightened paranoia. Every woman is a gold digger. Every woman's a gold digger. Bro, the majority of you don't have gold to dig. This is what you don't understand. So you exist in this heightened level of paranoia where you guys are treating good, honest girls that probably like you just the way that you are. Like, if they're hiding something from you when you don't have anything for them to take.
Right. Look, somebody actually married a stripper, I guess, here. Now you're preaching to the choir. Never marry a stripper you met at the food stamp office. Hello?
No.
Do you think strippers
Speaking
don't get
of
married?
Expensive gifts, let's actually bring up this little anecdote of a story. A couple of months ago, Linda had a situation with a purse at a place that she was on. Anyway, she was doing a little bit of research, and she ended up speaking to a pawn shop in a very luxurious pawn shop in Vegas. And Linda, why don't you tell our audience the story of what they told you about their high level leather goods?
I was on the phone with a woman. It was a woman that she fixes very luxury items, bags and stuff like that. And she tells me how there is this insane pawn shop in Las Vegas. So I log on to see, to check it out. Cause she said, you got to check it out. How they have like the craziest luxury items, like really, really rare. So I log on and I call her and I'm like, dude, they have a $150,000, like Hermes Birkin bag. Like, she's like, I told you, it's like very, very expensive shit. So anyways, I end up finding out that this place, the reason why they get so many brand new luxury purses for the most part is because the strippers and working girls in Vegas take them there the day after men pay for these items. And strippers and working girls care about money. They don't care about having the rarest. I mean, I'm sure some do, but they don't care about having the rarest Chanel bag that some dude in Vegas that just hit the jackpot purchased for them. So what do? They get them. They take them to the pawn shop. They sell them and they walk away with a couple thousand dollars. And I called her. I was like, you'll never believe this. I'm like, you gotta log into this
because
website.
We say all the time, hoes win, and people get mad at us because they think we're advocating for hoes.
Do you think these men that go to Vegas and take these strippers, like this is not a girl that's trying to finesse someone at the bar and pretend to be a good girl and put up a front to then take money from you. These are girls that you meet while they're working, while they're stripping, while you probably watch other men throw dollars at them. But for some reason, these very wealthy men take them to Chanel, to Hermes, to whatever, Bottega, all these brand names, so they could purchase these items that later they don't even fucking keep. They sell them to a pawn shop for money.
I'm laughing at this guy's comment. He's like, you guys talk too much. It's very annoying. I'm sorry. It's a podcast, bro. What do you want us to do? Stay here and be silent. You people are so fucking ridiculous sometimes.
Just leave. You don't gotta be here.
You're so annoying.
You don't gotta be
here. Let's go over a couple of these more. We got a couple more. These men, so Benjamin Tyson, thank you, Benjamin. He says, these men, when they describe women they want, it's like they want Muslim women. There's nothing wrong with that, but to me, it's controlling. I feel bad, Muslim women, because some are really oppressed. No, I'll actually tell you quite the opposite, Benjamin. In Muslim culture, women, while we might consider that oppression compared to Western cultures, because they had the man keeps them from doing certain things, like and they gotta keep their hair covered up. At the end of the day, the Quran actually calls for them, just like the Bible does, to protect their wives. So these women are not necessarily oppressed by any means. In fact, I would call Donovan's wife significantly more oppressed than these Muslim women that are protected by their husbands, that their husbands are forbidden by the Quran to take any of their money. They have to pay for their bills. They have to take care of them. They have to guard them, their protection, their safety. Those women are significantly less oppressed. So I would say that they don't want Muslim women, because here's another thing. A true Muslim woman is going to have her faith to back up the choices that she's making for men. Right. And no Muslim woman wants to be one of seven girlfriends to an Andrew Tate type character, much less live with Donovan. Like, it goes against, this is what we mean about compatibility. They can say that this is what they want all the time, but their lifestyle is not conducive to the kind of woman that they claim is high value and that they covet as being the ones that they want. Just my take. Robert Lee says, I'm getting back into dating after almost 10 years off the market. I would like the cookies, but I understand just because I opened my wallet doesn't entitle me to the cookies.
Whether it's a $5 date, whether it's a $20 date, or whether it's a $1,500, you are not entitled. You are not entitled to sleep with a woman because you take her out on a date. And if that's something that you obviously really care about, because some men make it seem, I never heard of this before, about investing in right. an asset liability, some fucking really weird stuff. You know,
all women are, let me make something like that, clarify this. All women are a liability. And I'm going to explain to you why all women are a liability. It's because a woman is the highest status symbol that a man can have. For the same reason that a man wants to drive a Lamborghini or a Bugatti, or because they want the nice Rolex on their wrist, it's why they want a high-value woman, because women are the biggest status symbol, the greatest status symbol that a man could have. So every woman is going to end up being a liability.
Can even make you
welcome
look more
to the
expensive.
Double standard. It's the way that the world works. I'm sorry. Like, you can get as upset as you want about that. You can get upset that women can go out without paying, that they can go on yachts without owning yachts. That's the double standard. Right. Women can't sleep with a lot of men without being called whores. Women have to stop aging. Women have to be perfect and beautiful and raise kids and present homes. You guys don't have to do that again, because it's a double standard. We got our cross to bear and you got yours to bear.
Right. Even existing is just being a whore. I mean, you can be called a whore for just breathing, actually.
Leah Menezes says, I swear these red pill men argue with females more than a female. Super masculine behavior. Yeah, they actually do like to argue with women significantly more. The number of grown men complaining that Adam didn't kick Linda out of the podcast. Oh, I can't believe that just let her ramble on like that they didn't kick her out. It's like... Yeah. Y'all are men advocating for another man to protect a much bigger man from women because they can't cope in that situation. The entire thing is very weird. Somebody wrote, you are wrong. She's actually the one that runs the show. Everything is in her name. He works for her. That would actually make a lot of sense, as this is Donovan's wife. I'll be honest with you. I would not be shocked at all if that entire show operates because of her. I wouldn't be shocked at all. And I'll tell you something.
He better pray.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it that she's the one doing editing, putting things together, clips. I wouldn't doubt it. And here's another thing. You know what I've noticed about him, just because of the way that he treats her or whatnot. If that woman ever decided to be like, I'm out and leave. That's the kind of guy that calls you crying, throwing up from the bathroom. Like, why are you leaving me?
We have this guy so sad. Like, I really, honestly, I don't know your
let's
name,
go
your
over
situation.
The, but let's go over the rest of the, right. the let's I go over the people so that bad. Support like, us. They, let's go over the people that support
no,
us.
No, they're not insulting us. I just genuinely feel bad for these men. They're so insecure. It's not even an insult. Yeah. Straight up. They're just insecure.
Now, Robert says there's nothing wrong with a single mom or women over 35. It's all about what do you want. If you want a family with a lot of kids, then it may be better to go younger. But if you don't want kids, then go after the woman's 35. And that it's also all subjective. A man that is 50 years old is going to look at a 35-year-old no different than a 25-year-old.
Right.
All subjective. Maverick says RP is an extreme response to rad feminism. I agree. However, my true red pill-ness in me thinks that they are both strategies of the Illuminati to get us fighting. Right. In fact, I agree. It's both an attack, two sides of the same coin to attack the nuclear family, only that I would argue this is worse. And the reason why it's worse is because the subversion of women are the weaker sex. I make no argument to that. The subversion of men is that much more pivotal to society and the downfall of it. Don Juan says Conovan. I love that he calls him that.
What's wrote Conovan? Book,
instead of calling him Donovan, they call him Conovan because he's a con artist. Wrote books, Woman Ease, that explains what girls say. Laugh out loud, what the fuck? And he has many versions of it because he has nothing new and can't solve problems. You can tell he gets mad because all he does is default to you're fat. Yeah. You lovely Latinas rock. Join the K-Luminati. Love it. Thanks, Maverick. Enoch says, Myron says every man needs 50 bodies by 35, but then says women need to be low body count.
Virgins. So he's making the whores. He's a slut maker. And then they cry about sluts. Yeah, we know that. It's retarded. That's why we ignore those people.
Don Juan Plagueis is hilarious. He's like, if a girl dances, done. Check. Sign me up. Anyways, let's move on to the next.
Let me address this guy that's like, hey, Linda, stand up. Your face looks okay. Let's see what your body looks like. If you want to super chat me $500, stand up.
$1,500.
If you want to see my body, you can actually give me $1,500. right now, and then I'll be able to stand up and show you my body. But with that being said, the reason why I can actually go on a $1,500 date is because I have a fat ass, something that really, really upsets you guys, and something that actually upsets Conovan or whatever his name is because you guys want to punish more attractive women like me. You guys, because I'm not accessible to you. So despite the fact that I don't sit here and try to just talk about looks or talk about this, I'm just trying to run a show and mind my own business. You literally want to punish me for being more attractive. That's what it is. And so you are more than welcome to right now super chat me $1,500 and then I'll be able to send up to show you my body. Okay.
Personally, I'm also mad about your ass, but because you don't tell people enough, you're always sitting down, so you don't tell people enough that you've got like a really fat ass.
So you can just, you can actually do that.
I want to address this before we move on to the next one, which is just Linda, Claudia, and the other ones were the ones that were disrespecting Donovan on the podcast. You know what? At the end of the day, Donovan has made a living out of disrespecting women. Right. So why did any of those women have to wait for him to disrespect them? He doesn't deserve respect. And here's a problem that I'm noticing with a lot of these men. I don't know if you guys didn't have fathers at home. Not a comment to you directly, but it's something that I'm noticing because I grew up with a father at home, and my father made sure to let me know that nobody owes me anything, that I'm going to have to work and earn everything. And that includes respect, beloved, especially respect. And Donovan is not a person that has carried himself with respect. So when the introduction to Donovan is the 3 minute of clips that they were put up, that he was very proud of how he was treated his woman, he gets no respect, and that's okay. Respect is earned. Now let's move on to the next topic, which is also coming out of the red pill space, and also I was gonna say just as cringe, but in reality significantly more cringe, if you could believe it. Forever pick Misha Camarón Crudo, Pearl Davis is at it again.
Not the Camarón Crudo.
Camarón Crudo, Pearl Davis is at it again. And this time, and we've been telling you guys for some time that this was coming because she's been flirting with this for quite some time. Pearl writes, 16-year-old chicks are hotter than 26-year-old chicks. Bro, first of all, I would love to do a survey of how many women felt more attractive at 16 than they did at 26. And then I would like to also survey those same women and ask them, when you're in your 30s, looking back at pictures of you of 16 or 26, when did you feel more attractive? I can promise you not a single woman, unless she's morbidly obese now and for some reason was only skinny and when she was 16, I promise you not a single woman is going to tell you that she felt more attractive at 16 years old. But what's actually going on here? Well, we've been talking about this for a while, this glorification of youth. And it keeps on dropping and dropping. Donovan says that the wall, you hit it at 23. Then Pearl started saying that at 21, you already start seeing signs of aging. These comments continue. We had Zirka recently on a podcast say that all men were pedophiles and say the quiet part out loud. What is happening is something that's absolutely terrifying and something that conservatives have been talking about for quite some time, only it's been a look here and not there. There's always been a concern that this LGBTQ plus agenda that's being infiltrated into our schools and that was going to be the degeneracy or alternative lifestyles or whatnot are being presented into our children. But the reality is that now you've got somebody like Pearl Davis with millions of followers advocating basically a dog whistle, if you will, for pedos. Because now she deleted this tweet, by the way. This tweet is no longer there. So she's very aware that this tweet was not a smart move. She deleted it.
Well, we caught a couple pedophiles and groomers like Alex, the health consultant, who says, agreed, no or very little trauma and brainwashing. But it's better to wait till they're 18 or 20 just to be safe. And this is exactly where I say the true colors are coming out for men who want younger girls or virgins. There's nothing wrong with wanting to wait until marriage or to actually encourage women to wait until they are married to have sex with their significant other. It's actually, I completely agree, completely for it. The reality is that 40-year-old men having fantasies with 16-year-old women and trying to get them pregnant is pretty disgusting. Because if you're actually if you're a woman, which we have women here on the show, you know that when you were 15, 16 years old, you didn't necessarily think that you were hot or you were, or, you know, some women do have sex younger, 14, 15 years old, but you're not necessarily in this type of mentality and you do not find older men that could be your father. You just don't. That's not a reality. I know that the men think that 16 and 18 year olds are going to find you attractive, but the reality is that that's not true at all. We were women once, despite whatever you guys may think. We were 15, we were 16, we were 17 years old before, and you're simply just not in that mentality. Even when you're in college, even when you're older, you still want to date within your age group.
Yeah. And even again, nobody feels attractive at 16.
Nobody feels attractive.
But somebody said that Pearl is an easy target. Okay, I match your Pearl and raise you a Zirka. What are your thoughts on the following?
Pedophile. You know why men
drive? No, that's actually not.
The truth is, every man on earth is a pedophile. You know why men
drive? No, that's actually not true.
Yeah, you want me to debunk you?
Please, okay.
Every man who's driving, he's like, whoa, bro, she's cute. And then they go, no, bro, she's 17. Why they are checked that she's 17 is because they found a 17-year-old attractive.
You lost me.
What are you pulling over asking us for their
ID? Have you ever found a girl who's underage attractive and you're like, whoa, I didn't know she's underage?
No, I'm going on the record saying that it's not anything I've ever done in my life.
What a Jewish man.
You're not going to set me up for this one, guy. No. Unlike you, I'm trying to not ruin my reputation, brother.
So Zirka goes on Zoscast and
he's not wrong in the way that, like, I'm so sorry. He's not wrong in the way that you could definitely see if let's say that there's like a 16 or 17 year old and she's super done up. She did the Kylie Jenner stuff where they do all this makeup, they do contour, they're wearing a push up bra, they're wearing all these things. You may think that girl is a little older. You may be attracted to that girl, but we know that's not where this is going. There's a reason why there is so much sex trafficking in places like Colombia, in places like Ecuador, in places like Haiti, because in places like the Philippines. Why is that? Because there are many men who are 40 plus years old fantasizing with sleeping with these younger girls who are simply not ready to do that.
Well, there are women that are easy to manipulate, which again, you got to ask yourself, why are the same people that are pushing this also now in the same circles as the people that are pushing this?
Yeah.
It's a scary thought. And to the guy that keeps saying, since when is aging better? Yes, I know that youth is treasured. The problem is that here's the thing. You can't place a person's entire value on youth because guess what? That person's going to get old and you're going to get old. Yeah. It's inevitable. I love how Myron always does circles around this when he says like, oh, well, men value youth and nobody gives you a hard time. If you want a guy that makes more money and you want a guy that's in shape, or if you guys want one or whatever, you're talking about things that
they can't even differentiate between 30 and 25.
Correct. It's completely unrealistic. Well, he was telling a girl the other day, he's like, oh, if you wear makeup, you're a liar. And then, you're lying. And the girl goes to him, well, you got a beard. So if you cut that off, it's the same thing. And he's, right. Of course, it was a great example because it's true. He lost his shit and he's like, no, it's not. That's actually, if a man tells you that he's a stockbroker and then he ends up working at a Starbucks, bro, dude, that is not the same thing. I would hope that you're not retarded and that you can tell by looking at a woman that she's wearing makeup, can already kind of tell what it is that she looks like without it, that you don't really think that. These men are glorifying the younger and younger and younger, and one has to wonder, where does it end? Because the idea is not get married, because Myron says it all the time. He's not going to get married. He's going to run through 35 women. Pearlie says it all the time that men should cheat. So then one has to wonder, when she says that 16-year-olds are more attractive, who is she talking to? And what exactly does she mean more attractive?
Let me tell you guys, if you guys are in the chat, for those of you who are still here, and you know about passport birds, let me tell you something. Before COVID, I had a a travel agency, Connect Colombia, and we used to do personalized travel, mostly in Cartagena and Medellin. Literally, Medellin was like 5% of the business. Majority of the business was actually in Cartagena. A lot of it was bachelor and bachelorette parties and stuff of that nature, and business, corporate, what is it called? Corporate trips and all that stuff. And when I was actually making deals in Cartagena and Medellin with different house owners, so I would be able to rent their properties and whatnot for the experiences, Medellin was almost impossible. They had changed. This was actually back in 2017. This was before TikTok existed. This was before the Passport Bro situation was going viral. And for those of you who don't know, Passport Bros are just basically men who are fed up with Western women. And as a result, they are traveling to places like the Philippines and Colombia to find what they consider to be a traditional submissive woman who they feel better with, I guess, whatever that means. And basically what I ended up finding out in 2017 in Medellin was that there wasn't a lot of options or people that wanted to rent out their homes to anybody, period, because of the reputation that mostly white Americans had gained over in Medellin. Why? They were renting out these homes to not just have crazy parties, bring cocaine, bring the whores, but also they were actually engaging in trafficking, both for adults and child trafficking. They've have sting operations. In fact, The Sound of Freedom, the movie that's very popular right now about child trafficking, it's actually, the story is in Cartagena, Colombia. It's in because of the sex tourism, because of the child trafficking. And what do they mostly request? Virgins. 14, 15-year-old virgins, 12-year-old virgins, both men and little girls. And it's pretty disturbing when you think about that for the man, especially the one that keeps trying to say that we're saying that it's better to wait to later.
It's not smart for a 45-year-old man. Okay, explain this to me, wise guy. 45-year-old man says that he's only attracted to 24-year-old girls. Fantastic. He gets his 24-year-old girl. In 5 years, yeah, that 24-year-old girl is going to be 30 years old. Then what? Then she's no longer valuable? Then what? So then you don't really want anything serious. That's what the point is, that you can't grade a person's entire value on their age, because you may want a younger woman. You may even lock down a younger woman, and that younger woman is still going to age. You can't stop that. It's the freaking rule of life. And to the people that keep on asking us if we're gonna debate Myron, let me explain to you something. The comment section of Linda's episode of Saucecast is exactly why we will absolutely debate Myron, but never on his platform. Yeah. Because if you go into the comment section of Saucecast, it is comment after comment after comment after comment after comment of men crying, saying that if Myron had been on the show, he would have Frank Castled her, and he would have put her in her place, and he would have shut her up. That's exactly why we don't go on, because it is not a fair debate. When it is on a separate platform that isn't his, yes. And also, you guys need to stop tripping. We got a small ass channel. Myron ain't checking for us. Yeah. Myron ain't trying to debate us.
We're nobody.
Little old ladies. We're just two little old ladies. We're just two little post-wall ladies with our little YouTube channel that's never going to go anywhere. Myron isn't checking for us, bro. Right, exactly. What you guys need to do is send Myron super chats and tell him that you need to get the Mostly Peaceful Latinas on the show, and then maybe we'll talk. But for right now, y'all are stressing something when that man ain't checking for us, bro. Just two little old ladies.
But now, in 2018, actually, they cracked down on the business in Cartagena because of this situation, because of the Passport Bros that were going over there to sleep with women, a lot of times underage women. What was actually really messed up was that in 2018, they'd get girls that were like 15, 16 years old, and they would actually get them fake passports and fake IDs. So there were times that these men were actually bamboozled by the pimp or whoever was, you know, trading these girls into believing this is actually like a 20-year-old, but she's actually 17, or this is an actual 18-year-old, but she was actually 16 years old. The pimp was actually a woman that was trafficking these little, some of them were children, some of them were adult women, and they cracked down. So it was so bad that even the American FBI was actually involved in that situation.
It's problematic. And here's another thing. Yeah. We've been talking about this stuff for years. We didn't build our platforms. Neither one of us. Well, I've lost all of my platforms. I'm the most censored woman on the internet. Right. But our platforms have always revolved around political issues, which is another thing that seems to be concerning to the Red Pill movement. It's like, they're not real conservatives. Beloved, we are fiscally conservative when it comes to our politics. Relax. There is a difference. Here's the thing that we've been fighting this, and we've been talking about the grooming of children, the grooming of society to accept ageless relationships. We've been talking about this since six years at this point. So the reason why we talk about this with the Manosphere is because we're watching an acceleration. Somebody said, well, women talk about how to manipulate men on TikTok too. Myron's got the number one dating podcast for men. Millions of people are watching this. Andrew Tate is the most Googled man on the internet. There's clearly an influence there, and it is problematic. Again, like I mentioned, stop comparing yourself to women. Women are going to do really dumb shit. Don't believe me? Just look at the Bible, Adam and Eve. What happened there? Eve did something stupid. Adam was not a leader. Adam did not stop her. Men are the leaders. When society fails, it is not women's fault. It is men's fault. When you are looking for solutions in society, it is not going to come from women. It is going to come from men.
Actually,
I give that to you.
Yeah. You say this, because we're already 79 minutes in, bring in exactly what we're talking about. And you guys tell me if this is actually acceptable, and it has nothing to do with any of these men or any of these podcasts. If you guys know Ice Spice, if you don't know who that is, Ice Spice is this new rapper. She's very young. She's Gen Z.
I don't even want to have it up too
long. She's taking the internet by storm. And this is a 16-year-old TikToker. We covered it for obvious reasons. And she is featured on Ice Spice's new video that just came out this week. I think it's called Deli. And the girl is visibly twerking on top of what it looks like a table at a party. It's pretty disturbing. She's 16 years old. Apparently, she is a famous TikToker, and shockingly, no one's really talking about this at all, even though we give Cardi B and all the other women who are of age, obviously, a lot of crap for being twerkers and being degrading themselves on camera. But this is exactly what we're talking about.
Right. Because why do we give those women a hard time when they go on camera and they degrade themselves? Because we understand that they've got influence and that they're an example to a younger generation. And now here you go. You've got the perfect example. Now you've got a 16-year-old young woman degrading herself on a music video, shaking her butt. And nobody thought to think that, well, that's inappropriate, because we are entering times where the lines of what's appropriate are being blurred. And when you've got loud voices with many followers like Purdy or Fresh and Fit or whatever, advocating for the normalization of attraction to minors, it's problematic. It's also problematic when I learn of individuals like MLD that advocate for men to travel to Japan to find women, and then also discover that the age of consent in Japan was 14 up until March of this year. Those things are concerning, because what you're watching is this very popular RP moment that they're having, and that being weaponized to subvert normalities of sexualities and normalize the attraction to minor children. There's a movement already that exists for this. It's called MAPS, Minor Attracted Persons, and that's what you guys are. You are MAPS.
Yeah, she never said anything about Fresh and Fit, by the way. I don't know why you keep bringing that up. Saying that
I never said was that man associated with the woman who made that tweet. They're all running in circles together, and Myron continuously says that young women at 19, 20, 21 are in the ripe age, and that after 25 you hit the wall. So what's the problem here?
It's really crazy that men, for some reason, and it's actually because of the internet, because the internet has made people become retarded. Although I think there's more positives for the internet and social media.
Yeah.
I think there's also a lot of stupidity going on. But let me just make this point. There's this whole entire, I don't even know what to call it. I'm going to go ahead and say conspiracy and fake news, where women past the age of 35 can't have any children, or it's too hard to have children. And then they want to go into biology. That's what they want to say. And if you actually say anything back, they say, well, you're coping, you're old, whatever it may be. Let me just say this. Biology means, if biology is in fact what you guys or what people want to base that theory on, then let me just say that when you get your period, you can start having children. And if that's true, then you can have children all the way to you don't have your period anymore, which is when you hit menopause, which is later for some women earlier in their 50s, sometimes even 60s. And what I find crazy is that this week I ran into a viral TikTok of a gynecologist saying that to be very careful for women who are experiencing menopause, because they can still get pregnant while they're going through menopause, which I never knew, by the way. I had no idea about this. And when I go to the comment section, because the videos had millions and millions of views, when I go to the comment section, it's all these women who
are talking about how there was
the first comment was a girl had so many likes, and she goes, yep, happened to me, had twins at like 57. And I was like, holy shit, 57 years old having twins. And then all these other women saying the same thing.
We do have an episode that we're going to bring. We're going to bring Jen on. This is a conversation we want to have with her,
right?
Where we want to actually discuss this, because here's something that's actually hilarious. A lot of the people on this chat are actually question the medical industry when it comes to the vaccines. A lot of you will question that, but not many of you will question all these other things that they do, like telling women that they're going to go into gestational pregnancies at 35 years old. Why? Because there's more money in it. So
there is,
there's significant money in.
When they tell you it's a geriatric pregnancy, these are all made up terms by pharma, mostly the same way that they've done stuff for vaccines and anything else, the same way they tell women that they should be in birth control, the same way they have created a business from telling single women and even couples many times, I know couples who don't want to have children yet, to freeze their eggs by a certain age, because if not, they won't have children. It's a business model. Now, this doesn't mean that I encourage women to wait to have children. That doesn't mean anything. On the contrary, I think that if you choose to go to school or whatever, you should probably start having children when you're in your 20s. But this whole idea is just completely not true. Actually, the black lady on the panel that I was with yesterday, she's 43 years old. She was a teen mom. So her first kid was there in the audience, 29 years old. And she's been married for 15 years. And her husband just had two children. She has a 2-year-old and she has a 1-year-old at 43 years old. And what I was asking her, did you have any risks? Did something happen? She's like, no, perfect pregnancy. Our friend as well, she's at 42 years old, just had a kid, and she actually had it at home. Child. Your great-grandparents and your great-great-grandparents were probably popping kids all the way to the time where your grandma stopped having her period, because back then you didn't have all this technology. You didn't have a lot of access to doctors and all these things. There's some people that never even saw what is it called when you get the little picture of the baby?
A sonogram.
And they just basically stopped having kids when they couldn't have kids anymore. That's how it was back in the day. So it's just interesting.
Boxing, can you send us an email when you get a chance and tell us about this?
We
guy?
Can't remember everything because we have so much going on. So if you can just email us mostlypeacefullatinas@gmail.com, then we can take a look at it and remember.
I want to go over these last super chats really quick. We've been on for a while. All right, here we go. Terrence says, my 36-year-old friend became single and he dated a bunch of 20-year-olds who all wanted him. He settled down with another 35-year-old because she wanted to give him a family and also supported Donald Trump. Many such cases, Lawrence. Many such cases. Benjamin says, Linda, I wish you wouldn't get into mediocre men. You are so much more than these trolls. You are beautiful inside and out. These men wish that they were on your level.
It's true.
They really do.
Linda has Secret Service clearance.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm. Pearl is a plant. She also looks like a plant. Like una mata. Con falta de agua. Stacy, our girl, says, listening to these topics is so exhausting. I'm spoiled because I found a real one and settled down. Bella, I'm going to have to borrow your camarón crudo.
Please do.
I'm spoiled too, Stacy. I'm spoiled too. And imagine, they call me a two and I'm living the life. You guys don't even know what you're missing out on.
We forgot about to put the video of the girl making 20 to the...
Oh, we can finish it. We can finish it. Read the rest of them. I'm going to upload it right now.
But you're the one that...
Okay, we got it right here. Young Cash says, I never block anyone on Twitter, but just Pearly Things tweets such bad takes every 5 minutes. I had to block her. My God. Yeah, she has bad takes because it's all just controversy. Like, she just wants to tweet the next thing to go viral. Pearl's entire thing is a grift. I'm not even going to hate on her. She's a great businesswoman. Not very traditional, Pearl. Not very traditional at all. Don Juan says, the fact that Myron will be Conovan's godfather. Yep. Yeah, we did see, we don't want to, that's going to be an interesting wedding. That's going to be an interesting wedding. It's giving honey boo-boo. Thoughts of Sound of Freedom, Benjamin. We actually talked about this last week. We encourage you to check out last week's episode, which had, I don't know what's going on with the algorithm, but check out last week's episode. We actually touched on our thoughts regarding Sound of Freedom in great detail. Fresh and Fits are actually in Medellin right now with a scammer. Is it that dude that claims that he's the party capital dude of Colombia? Because that guy gave us all the heebie-jeebies. And I'll be honest to you, as Latina women, minorities, I come, my family comes from Cuba, Linda from Colombia. There is a huge minor prostitution problem in Cuba as well. As there's a huge problem of prostitution in Colombia. And it's not because the women are whores. It's because there is poverty and there's nothing else for them to do in order to be able to support for themselves. So men that glorify sexual tourism, like that guy that that's hosting Fresh and Fit in Colombia, when he made the point that he's like, it's just supply and demand, baby. Yeah, the demand is coming from American seeking sex tourism. And as a minority, somebody that comes from one of these countries, it is extremely alarming to see this practice be glorified. Because let's be honest, most passport bros aren't going to these third world countries to look for wives. They're going over there to gain access to easy sex with women of a higher caliber that they wouldn't have access to in their own home country.
Well, and a lot of times those women are actually only want you for your green card and
that's the other side. Well, good luck.
We won't talk about that today. Do you have any more super chats?
I know that's the last one, but I do want to end the show on this one note. So let's go over our last sponsor, our new sponsor, and then we'll finish the show with this video.
Yes, absolutely. Guys, so we have a new sponsor, Patriot Shave, American company. So let me tell you a little bit about Patriot Shave. They sell quality razors at affordable prices, but even better, they are a patriotic pro-America company that believes in faith, family, freedom, and obviously tradition. Unlike other big-name razor brands who love to salute the rainbow flag, BLM, or feature transgender kids and their commercials, Patriot Shave razors are all freedom, no woke. Check them out at patriotshave.com, and you can use our code MPL10 for 10% off.
Guys, go support them. You got to get your razors anyways and make us look good with our new sponsor.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get, we got all sorts of cute ones. They've got a little 1776 on it. They've even got one that's like specific for women and it's pink. All of the same strips that you get, like high quality razors, but you'd be supporting you'd be supporting a Patriot company. And then also, guys, remember, please
to watch check me out swim. Sentry,
get your water filters, get your water filters, get your razors. And support both our sponsors.
Right. We don't really, hold on, stop the video for a second. We don't live in a world where we don't live in a world where we walk around thinking about statistics. I don't go on a date thinking of a statistic. She's not going to go one out. She's maybe go on a date thinking of statistics or this is, by 35, if you don't have a children, you're going to have a horrible pregnancy and you're going to die and it's a high, da, 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 da. And if I date a guy that's already 45, then he's going to have erectile dysfunction and he's going to have to take Viagra.
This is not how we live. If you guys want to consume that content, then go to the channels, go to those channels, and you can consume the content where you are going to have to live your life based on only statistics, only studies, and everything else. It's really simple. It's the same way. It's the same way how women's period is a 28-day cycle, which is actually synced by the moon. So what did women do back in the day and couples do back in the day before birth control, before any of these apps so you can actually track your period? They would actually track it with the moon, with your moon cycle. And that's when women knew when they could get pregnant or they couldn't get pregnant. The same way that we tell you guys. Menopause, when you first get your period and everything in between, it's 100% possible. I have been a person that was exposing the pharmaceutical industry. It's actually how I started my channel. It's changed a lot, especially because of censorship. And my specialty, what I used to talk about, a lot of it was actually vaccines. You guys don't know, I do not have any vaccinations at all. I won't take any of them, or my children will. But there is a lot of fake studies that they use, or really, how do you call it? Like biased studies that they use to push this type of medicine on kids. And we can talk about that on another, show, but the reality is that a lot of this is actually fear porn. If you guys want to live that way, there are so many, channels where you can just live based on statistics and a fear-based mindset. That's what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. And if, you know, you think that, you know, women after 35, what is it? Geriatric pregnancy? Then that's your way of thinking. And you can have children at 18.
Run now, young man. Go make your $1 million and get a woman pregnant now, immediately. Yeah. Because statistics also say that your sperm weakens after 40. You don't have that much time either. So run, young man, please. Yeah. Go get someone pregnant. I want to read the last super chat because it's actually hilarious. It says, MLD has gotten lipo and has a workout course. Shocking. Wow. To no one, actually. Wow. Shocking to no one. Guys, all right. So just these two little old ladies want to leave you guys with this message. We just want to leave you guys with this message.
Be 10, but 28,000 people spend $10 a month.
Okay, hold on. All right.
You know, it might not be a 10, but 28,000 people spend $10 a month to watch swim. So life is pretty damn good as a 5. Bye.
And you got it right there, folks. For those of you who like to talk about women's looks, this woman thinks that she is a 5, because I guess that's what they've called her. But 28,000 people actually pay $10,000 a month to just watch her swim, which means she's making $2,800,000 a month for whatever it is that she does. Even if that's a whale look, I would love to know what you look like. It'd be actually great if we actually showed us what you look like, since you have so much to say about this lovely woman that you don't even know, but you decide
point
to,
proven that she's living proven. Her best life, she's and you guys are on anonymous accounts.
You guys are anonymous accounts. But you're pissed off about everything, and she's making $280,000 a month. Can you believe
probably
that?
Probably has a good husband.
Can
too.
You believe that? You don't. You. I mean, like, you hate on these women, and they're out there living their best life.
Guys,
but
we want to thank all of you for being on the chat, even all of you incels and the ones that are angry at us and the ones that maybe are not incels, but, you know, just are angry. We appreciate you guys being here too. To our supporters that are here week after week, we love you guys. Donovan Sharp says we'll never grow this channel to 20,000, but we know you'll prove them otherwise. Like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you guys next week.
And hold on. And for the guy that's like being annoying about us.
She's not going to let you have the last word, motherfucker.
For the guy that's annoying, you don't have to worry about our boyfriends or husbands or anybody, because despite her being married, okay, you still treat women like shit. If you think that just because we're going to get married, we're going to stop talking shit on the internet, then just stop watching us, because that's never going to happen. I think the fact that you want us to shut up and just go cook or whatever it is that you want us to do, we're going to talk even more shit. We're going to start talking 5 days a week.
And still cook.
And we're going to drag you even more. We're gonna drag you even more.
I'm gonna start putting out Tradwife content.
We'll cook and do a show.
I'm gonna put out content where I'm cooking dinner for my husband and cleaning my home and ironing his underwear and all that other Tradwife shit, while at the same time shitting on all of you red pill dudes that haven't earned my respect or my submission because you're not my husband.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about whatever we want, Lucas or whatever. And imagine being 6 feet and being this fucking insecure. That's why you don't get laid. Bye.
Bye.
Fucking losers, bro. Crying.